Dear friends in Christ, there's a public service campaign out these days called Be Nice. You see it advertised on TV, and some of the schools have adopted it, giving children little buttons to wear, bumper stickers. Be nice to other people. Pretty simple. And it's a good first step. The school near the church where I served in inner city Muskegon adopted the Be Nice campaign, and I'm sure many of the kids needed to hear it. They come from homes where people are not always nice to them. They have learned to be on the defensive, that they have to watch out for themselves to keep themselves safe from violence. Being nice is a good first step. A few years ago, an author named Kenda Creasy Dean wrote a book called Almost Christian, about teenagers and how they view the Christian faith. What did they find? Most American teenagers equate Christianity with being nice. Don't fight, don't swear, be nice to people that are new to you. I think it's a good start. I have nothing wrong, nothing against being nice, but it's not what Jesus is talking about in our gospel lesson this evening. He's talking about going beyond nice, to love. You can't really know someone until you've washed their feet. Those were the words of former ELCA Bishop Mark Hansen a couple years ago when he installed Craig Satterlee as our Synod Bishop. And what did he mean? Well, apparently a Native American community had received a grant from the ELCA, and they didn't really know anything about the ELCA, so they invited Bishop Hansen to come and to speak. But they insisted that you don't really know someone until you serve them. And then they washed his feet. It's a gritty business, a dirty business, this foot washing. In Jesus' day, if you were invited as a guest to a dinner, you often walked a long way to get there. Your feet were tired and covered with dust from the road. The person at the door that greeted you with a towel and a basin would wash your feet and refresh them. That person was likely a nameless slave and was a fundamental part of the meal, even though that person would never sit down at the table to eat. Kind of like our society today, I would say. This is a person that made the meal possible. And how many people are behind those restaurant meals that we eat? People who have harvested the food for low wages, cleaned the house, cooked and served the meal. I always feel a little guilty when I go to Synod Assembly each year. We usually stay at a hotel. And in our meetings, we talk about things like anti-racism and living wages and human dignity. And then I look around and I see who it is that is making my bed and serving my meals. It's usually people of color, the working poor or the marginalized. They're the ones that provide the services behind the scenes. Can you imagine if Jesus came and insisted on cleaning your bathroom? No wonder Peter was outraged. It's the same kind of thing. But Jesus tells him, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me." Perhaps he is saying, unless you try taking the position of those at the bottom of society, you cannot really see me or claim to know me or know what my mission is all about. The new commandment that Jesus gives us tonight is not to be nice. It's not even to love. It's to love as I have loved you. So we must love one another. This is Evangelism 101. Once Jesus is gone, the way that people are going to know him is if the disciples show the same love that they have received from him, a self-giving love. This is a very hard commandment. It's a real life, down-to-earth commandment. It requires action. It is service to others, whether we like them or not, whether we agree with them or not. Don't forget that Jesus washed the feet of Judas at the table on Maundy Thursday. The only way to really be with Jesus and to know Jesus is through love. Loving one another and the world with depth and breadth, with humor and constancy and strength. Everyday love, says Jesus, is crucial. And most of us do it imperfectly. I know that I do. And so we need Jesus' love to enable us to carry it out. But then there's the other side of the coin. We also need to allow people to serve us, to love us. We have to reveal our own discomfort and vulnerability in order to receive Jesus' love for us. We need to allow others to wash our feet, too. We cannot only give, but must receive Christian love. And for some of us, that's the hardest part of all. Only Jesus was able to give himself away completely on the cross. We do not have to go to that kind of extreme because Jesus already did it for us. Instead, we are called to imitate his love and to receive his love to the best of our own human ability. You might call it basin theology, a theology of service. We can begin with tiny steps by perhaps just noticing those around us who serve us every day and treat them with genuine Christian love, the love that we have already received through Jesus' cross and resurrection. This evening, as a way of preparing for foot washing, I'd like to close with a poem that's called The Washing of Feet by Barbara Leonhard. Don't be afraid to let me love you just as you are. I know the journey you've been on. Every step of it is precious to me. As I wash your feet, I acknowledge and bless steps taken with courageous stride, slow, hesitant, barely inching forward steps, and even the dragging of feet. Your feet tell the story of your journey, how long you have been on the way, the stumbling blocks you've tripped over, the moments of slip-sliding down some hill you thought you'd climbed once and for all, and the determined digging in of toes as you learned to begin anew. In the washing of your feet, I hold your inner journey as well. Don't be afraid to let me love you just as you are, exhausted or exuberant, anxious or peaceful, discouraged or hopeful. As I bathe your feet, I bless you for every step you have taken, the ones others have seen and the ones only you know about, those costly steps toward forgiveness, understanding, or softening of the heart. I honor even the steps that you thought of as missteps, or walking in circles, or meandering in confusion. Every step you have taken is precious to me. I bless you for the journey that is still yours to make. Each step you take, whether bold or limping, dancing or stiff, is sacred. As I wash your feet and hold in my hands all the stories that they tell, I silently pray that no matter where your journey takes you, you will remember that I am with you, loving you just as you are. Amen.